Our topic for today is relief for defeat and regrets. Have you ever had that moment when you wish that you would have done something differently? Maybe you feel you jumped in too quickly, or that you could have chosen differently if you had just known what was going to happen. Maybe you married too quickly. Maybe you became a parent before you were ready. Maybe you made a terrible investment, or you didn't apply yourself. Maybe you jumped in a new direction before you had your plan together. Living in regret can leave you feeling sad and disappointed and even defeated. This is no way to live. In fact, if you live in regret, this is one sure way to delay your happiness. You may not realize it, but when you choose regret, you are declaring that you are separate from God, that you are capable of mistakes, and now those mistakes are going to cost you, if they haven't cost you already. The problem with choosing regret is that first, regret is based on a concept of making mistakes, and God did not create mistakes, nor did he make anything where mistakes are possible. Therefore, the concept of mistakes and even regret are not based in truth. Second, if you decide that your mistakes are going to cost you, you might as well stand back and make room for the cost. It's going to be a big one. Remember that whatever you decide, you'll get to be right, or at least have the experience of being right. In A Course in Miracles, it asks if you want to be right or happy. This may sound strange because we are all taught that everyone makes mistakes, and depending on the size of the mistake, the cost is natural and expected. There is nothing natural about mistakes or about pain, lack, scarcity, or anything else the ego has manufactured. The ego is the part of your mind that is committed to convincing you that you are separate from God and less than whole. This separation has never occurred. There is only one true cause, being God, and one true effect, being you, the child of God. As an effect, you cannot change the truth of who you are. If God did not make mistakes and never made a mistake in creating you, then it follows that you are incapable of mistakes. You are capable of being mistaken, but only in your mind. Just like a ray of the sun is the effect of the sun, the ray cannot be anything other than what the sun or the source of its light determined it to be. In your case, you are like a ray of the sun, yet you also have the ability to decide against yourself. In truth, you cannot really do anything to change who and what you are. You also cannot change what you are capable of, yet you can decide against the truth. And for that time, you will be unaware of your true self. You will delay the happiness that God wills for you. It's as if you created a maze, but only in your mind. And then when you entered it and became so confused by the alternatives, you forgot your way out. You also forgot that you created the maze. And with the help of your higher wisdom, there is always a way out. You might have spent a lot of time trying to find your way through the maze, and even regretting some of the turns that you've made. You feel those turns have cost you, or someone else, and they are keeping you from finding your way to happiness and abundance. But here's the problem. The maze you created in your mind is not real, and the longer you focus on what is not real, you will not find your way out or your way through. The quickest possible way out of the confusion and the complexity of the maze is to accept that the maze is an illusion. Think of it this way. If you focus on your way out of something that is not true in the first place, then the possibility of you succeeding is impossible. Your whole focus on illusions is delaying your happiness, that is your right as a child of God. In A Course in Miracles, we learn that God's will is our happiness. The reason we are not experiencing that happiness in a consistent way is because we are continuing to focus on what is not true. When you focus on truth, you abandon illusions. When you focus on illusions, you abandon the truth. There is no middle ground. All illusions must be brought to the truth and seen as false. Then they are quietly undone as an effect. Whenever you regret something you did, something you said, or something you decided, you are declaring that you have the power to usurp the power of God. This means that you feel that you have the ability to change, to alter, or to screw up what God created. In the Course, it says that this would be arrogance if properly understood. You cannot alter what God created, and in truth, you do not have the capacity to screw up or make mistakes. You do have the capacity to think that you have screwed up, and the moment you accept this idea, you will experience it as if you are right. Are you beginning to see the problem here? Your beliefs drive everything, at least here in the world of illusion. Once you turn your maze and all decision-making over to your inner guide, you will be shown your way out of every perceived challenge and back to the happiness that God wills for you. In my own healing journey, I felt like I was caught in a spider web, completely stuck, and ready to be devoured. After turning to God, I could feel that He was tenderly and lovingly clipping away every part of the complicated web and setting me free. I have nothing but gratitude for the immense love, the kindness, the miracles, and the sweet surprises He has given me. I invite you today to turn over your own complicated maze and remember that it is not true. You cannot alter God's plan for your happiness. Once you accept His will for you, all obstacles will be undone. Focus only on what is true, and the truth will set you free. Let's release some of your frustrations of the past mistakes you believe you made so that you can quiet your mind and be open to healing through your inner guidance. Go ahead and start tapping over your heart and repeat these words after me. Even though I've been judging myself and I have some regrets, I am learning that I have never altered anyone. I have never altered anything. What God created within me and within everyone else is whole and complete. Now and forever. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Even though I have made wrong decisions, I am learning that I am one with God. I cannot alter His will for my happiness and my abundance. Let's go to the top of the head. I am willing to see myself differently, to remember that I am whole, I am complete, I am as God created me. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am determined to acknowledge my innocence, my wisdom, and the power within me as it comes from God. Let's pause and take a long, deep breath, turning inward and acknowledging that power that God created within you. It is within you. It shines within you. It is available. It is accessible. It is everywhere present. You have never lost it. It has never been taken from you. This power simply needs to be unveiled. The way that we unveil it is to let go of all illusion. We let go of every misperception, the places where we have covered up from our own awareness the light that is within us and within everyone. Take another long, deep breath. Let's start tapping over the heart again. Every time I decide against myself or anyone else, I am declaring I am separate from God. and that I'm not worthy of his love and his blessings. Let's go to the center of the chest. Every time I forgive myself or forgive someone else, and I choose love and acceptance, I am aligning with God's will for me, and I am open to his blessings, miracles, and abundance. Let's go to the top of the head. I am determined to release the past and forgive myself completely. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I release all regrets. I accept God's plan for my happiness. Let's pause again, taking a long, deep breath, feeling your shoulders relax, feeling all the tension and stress leave your body, getting to that place of complete trust, leaving a space for that higher wisdom to intervene on your behalf. It must be invited because it represents pure love, and love will never attack your thoughts or your mind, so we must leave that space free of all judgments and all decisions against the truth. Let's breathe again, long, deep, cleansing breath. Now let's start tapping on the eyebrow point. I am learning that what I invest in guilt, I withdraw from God. Let's go to the side of the eye. I am willing to release all guilt and accept my innocence as it comes from God. Under the eye, I will stop judging others for their mistakes and their behaviors. I will release my expectations and let them be. Let's go under the nose. I am determined to see the truth of them and accept their innocence. I am willing to look into the light that God placed there and acknowledge it within myself. Let's go to the chin point. I ask God to teach me how to live and walk in his abundance. Let's tap inside the knee, right inside the kneecap. I cannot be defeated because the power of God flows through me. I cannot be denied because the love of God ensures my happiness. Let's go back up over the heart. My happiness is not dependent on my past mistakes or my successes. Let's go to the other side of the chest. My happiness is guaranteed because it is God's will that I am happy. Let's go to the center of the chest. I turn my whole situation over, along with all regrets, all traces of defeat, every scrap of guilt, every sorrow. I want the truth instead of this. I am entitled to happiness. Over the heart, I am worthy of love. On the other side of the chest, it is his will that I know of his immense love for me. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to be a happy learner. Let's pause and take a long, deep, cleansing breath. In A Course in Miracles, it teaches us to be very happy learners, because as we open our minds and hearts back to what is true, all that is not true will simply be undone and will fall away and be dispelled in the light. taking in another long, deep cleansing breath, feeling that wonderful sense of relaxation flowing down and through your body and all the way up into the crown and out through the top of your head, feeling absolutely at peace and feeling your connection with everyone here. Let's pause for this final prayer together. Dear God, we come to you today with all of our regrets, with every feeling of defeat, the places where we are judging ourselves, holding ourselves as guilty, where we are seeing another person as guilty. We completely turn this over. We want to know the truth. We are determined to see the light within each person as they are one with us. We are not our bodies. We are spiritual beings, eternal, blessed. And it is your will that we are happy. Today we choose happiness together, even if we aren't feeling it, even if we can't find it. We are learning that our choice is what determines the outcome. And so we choose happiness today for each one here and for ourselves. We choose to know our wholeness, that any idea of sickness or inadequacy or weakness or frailty is not the truth. We choose truth instead of this. We thank you in advance for an amazing life filled with blessings, that we would know your love with such certainty that we would never know anything else. Let our hearts be filled with your love today so that we can feel comforted and happy and peaceful as we release the past and we laugh and let go of all of those things that used to bind us. We stand in certainty today and in the immense power and presence of your love. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me. In A Course in Miracles, in chapter 20, section number 4, under entering the ark, it says this, and I call this verse the promise. Once you accept his plan as the one function you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Holy Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path and leaving in your way no stones to trip on and no obstacles to bar your way. Nothing you need will be denied you, not one seeming difficulty, but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose that you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not contingency. It rests on you, and what can be more certain than a Son of God? Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California, and if you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.